Watch, like bats out of hell, fiery street takeover shakes Virginia neighborhood. By Amy Furrow, May 22, 2026. Community members in a Norfolk, Virginia neighborhood are reeling after a fiery street takeover on Sunday night that sparked worries over safety. Norfolk police confirmed the incident that happened around 8:30 p.m. at the intersection of Redgate Avenue and Greenway Court in West Ghent, Fox News reported Friday. Officers arrested one suspect, identified as 19-year-old Isaiah Duncan Simmons of Virginia Beach. He was charged with disorderly conduct and careless damage of property by fire. There were no reports of injuries, but the scene was extremely dangerous, with one person holding up what was reportedly a flamethrower and others emptying a gas can that sparked a fire. Video footage showed what appeared to be the flamethrower in a circle of fire in the middle of the intersection as people walked around inside it. Another clip recorded the moments when what looked like fireworks were set off as the group of people stood by and watched. Residents demanded answers about the violent event from city officials on Thursday evening during an emergency community meeting, WTKR reported. Norfolk Police Chief Mark Talbot told attendees the first 911 call about the gathering and reckless driving came in a few minutes before 8:30 p.m., the outlet continued. Officers were initially dispatched a few minutes later, but then diverted to a higher priority call involving a man reportedly being chased by armed suspects. "We didn't have enough units clear to respond," Talbot said. The officers who were coming to Redgate were diverted to deal with the man with a gun. Talbot said as additional calls started coming in reporting possible gunshots in a growing hostile crowd, officers redirected back toward West Ghent. In describing the scene, City Council member Courtney Doyle, who lives in that area, recalled, "As these folks are dispersing, they are driving like bats out of hell right now," per Wavy. During the meeting, officials noted some of the cars that were present at the takeover had been seized. Law enforcement also said the police department's criminal intelligence unit was investigating the incident and asked neighbors for help in identifying the people involved. Paul Rice, president of the West Ghent Civic League, said, "Not every day you see the street lit up with fire at night. We want to make sure all the neighborhoods here have a chance to hear from city leaders about what happened and how they're going to stop it from happening again."